Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's a question. Do you think, Becky, hi.
Hello.
That Justin Bieber is looking forward to playing in Bangor?
Yes.
You think?
I think he looks forward to playing wherever he's playing.
I think he maybe is, as long as it's not hot or too cold or nobody's wearing Ugg boots.
And he's not made to wait. Oh,
he hates waiting.
We need to get
him
a special pass so that he can go to the loo rather than queue, because otherwise he's going to be queuing and then it's all going to go a bit wrong.
Yeah, he hates queuing. I'm not sure that Bieber is looking forward to Big Weekend.
Why?
Because he's not the best at geography, that's why. I don't think... Well, here's the thing. He's never even heard of Germany.
He must have.
He hasn't.
How do you know that?
Justin Bieber has never heard of Germany. He doesn't know it exists. This is from an interview on New Zealand television. He was over there recently doing some gigs. So here's the interview, and it's quite weird quality. I taped it off the telly when I was in New Zealand last. But have a listen to this.
Bieber is German for basketball, true or false?
Is what?
Is German for basketball, true or false?
German?
German. Sorry, that's the Kiwi accent going on there. German, you know? German.
I don't know what that means.
Let me look here. German. German.
Is German for... I don't know what that means.
Okay,
we don't say that in America.
We'll move on.
I like basketball, if that's what you're asking me.
Yeah, why not? He likes basketball.
Right, so I don't think we've got much hope for Bangor, really, to be honest. No offence, Bangor. He's never heard of Germany or Germans.
Because they don't say that in America.
They don't say that in America. But he does like basketball. So I'm really sorry to break this to you if you're a Justin Bieber fan, but he's never heard of you. Ever.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Slightly odd evening yesterday. I went out with Gemma, you know, who sometimes works on the show. The one who's getting some new glasses, but because of the volcanic ash cloud, they still haven't arrived. These are the ones that are prescription. She can't really see at all without them. Bless her. Still no sign of the ones that she's ordered from Denmark. So, it was a bit odd last night. We went to boxer size class. Mm. Never done that before. Bit weird. Good though. And she is
wearing... Was the instructor hot?
Pardon?
Was the instructor really hot?
How do you know that?
Because I asked her to do something with me next Tuesday and she said no, because she had to go to boxer size. Because he's well fit.
Instructor is hot, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to come?
Well, is he hot enough for me to forget I was doing exercise?
Absolutely, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That hot?
Oh.
Oh, do you know what? I do exercise all the time if people are teaching me we're good looking.
Come next week. Anyway, we can do this off the air.
Okay.
So, she has some sunglasses, which are also prescription, and because our other ones haven't arrived yet, she has to wear the sunglasses all the time, everywhere. Otherwise, she can't see at all. Which is a brilliant idea, because, I mean, it enables you to wear sunglasses all the time, everywhere, and I love that, because if I could get away with that, I would do it. Some people, I know, have an eye condition, and it means they have to wear, like, dark glasses all the time, and they get no sympathy. But imagine being able to wear sunglasses in shops. In a basement like this one we're in now.
In boxer size.
In boxer size gym classes. It was a bit odd. But she's getting used to it. She's actually upstairs at the moment, sat there at her desk with her sunglasses on.
I'm glad people are sympathetic, though. It's like when our boss walked in today, he went, oh, Gemma, how heavy was your night last night?
Everyone thinks she had a massive night last night. Everyone through the door today, everyone was like, oh, she's been out. It's like, no, I'm just wearing these because I can't see otherwise. But it's just a brilliant... Well, I mean, we went to Tesco afterwards, sunglasses, getting a few looks, but it's generally very good. And you need them in the bright supermarket anyway, I find, because of those, like, fluorescent lights. Anyway, so could you please not look at Gemma weirdly if you see her near Radio 1? She's the person in the rain wearing the sunglasses.
I feel sorry for her, but the one thing I do draw the line at is she said to me she's got tickets for a 3D film in the next couple of days. I was like, unless you've got your new glasses, I'm not going to the cinema with you. In your prescription sunglasses, you've got 3D glasses on
over the top. That is weird.
That's just too far.
Yeah.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
If you have listened to this show for a while, you'll know that Becky is brilliant at doing calls. She's like our own version of Phone Jacker. It's just incredible. Have you seen Face Jacker yet?
Oh, it's brilliant.
I love it.
Do you know what? I was a bit worried that it wouldn't be as good as Phone Jacker, but it is really good. Did you see Terry Tibbs on the Shopping Channel?
Brilliant.
That was my favourite one.
What's the name of the one who was in the whiskey shop getting all suggestive-like? Have you seen that one from last week?
No.
I love it.
I saw the one where Munnies was trying to get someone's credit card details and he was trying to hypnotise
them. Power of your mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got our own phone jacker on the show. Becky is the best prank caller that we've got.
I don't really like to talk about this, but yes, I am.
Now, when Chappers was here, RIP, he's not dead, he's just left, you had a little war going on with him, didn't you? Mm,
but since he's left...
There's no one to play with.
No.
So you've got a war going on with Matt Fincham off the Chris Moore show, only it's kind of one-sided because he never really retaliates. It's just you on your own.
Yeah, I keep doing these pranks on him, thinking that he's going to come back and prank me, but I just have to keep going because he never actually bothers.
I feel sorry for Fincham as well because he may still have no idea until now that this was you.
I don't think he did. No, he didn't at all.
Genuinely, I don't think he knows. Becky pretended to be from the North Wales Holiday Cottage Company in the Bangor area. You know that Chris Moyles and Greg James are sharing a cottage in the week up to the big weekend, living together and everything. Now, you will hear a horn. Matt didn't hear that. We've just blocked out the name of the actual cottage company. It wasn't holidays.
Mm. And I realised that maybe Welsh isn't one of my best accents.
But I don't think he had no idea at all. I think it's a good accent for you.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shall I add it to my repertoire?
Listen to this and see what you think.
Radio 1.
Good afternoon. Is that Matt Fincham?
Yes, it is.
Matt, it's Carl here from... How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Carl. How are you?
Just phoning about your reservation for the big weekend in a few weeks. To be honest, Matt, I've got a few concerns.
Are those sheep I can hear in the background?
No.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Say that again.
Well, yesterday on the radio, we had a number of people saying that you would be servicing busty blondes in the cottage.
No, that was taken out of context, and I actually never said that, and I'm sharing a room with Alid. So nothing untoward's going to happen.
All right, because there'll be no... There's a rule on the cottage, so there's no hanky-panky. No hanky-panky whatsoever, all right?
Where did you say your name was again, please?
Carl.
Carl, you sound like a woman.
I find that quite offensive, Matt, to be honest. Is that better for you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm...
Just a few other things, Matt. Are any of you bilingual?
Yes, two of our party are. Actually, no, one.
That's brilliant, because there's no English to be spoken after 5 o'clock.
Okay, Carl, is there anything else, or can I go now?
Can I just take the names of those who are bilingual?
Sure, Alid Hayden-Jones.
Alid?
Yes, she thinks
I thought he was the bilingual one out of the party, to be honest. We had some bilinguals stay recently, and they were perfectly normal, if you ask me.
Okay, Carl, I'm really sorry, I must get on with some work now, is that all right?
Just one more thing that you need to be aware of.
Sure.
There's a slight stain on the carpet in the second bedroom. Hello? Is he gone? Hello? That sheet took me rather by surprise.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Still, I don't think he twigged at all. Okay, yes, it was a South Wales accent and not a North Wales accent. Thanks to everyone in the North Wales area for pointing that out.
I think I took inspiration from Twin Town.
Which is still South Wales.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that's where I got confused. Sorry.
Yeah. Really dodgy accent, but quite funny. Says Kirsten in Somerset. Bangor is in North Wales, not South Wales, Tom. From the north.
Still fell for it, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Why am I in trouble now?
Because, do you remember ages ago that you said...
It always starts with, do you remember ages ago you said?
Yeah, well, you shouldn't make promises you can't keep. Anyway,
I'll say nothing then. I'll just play records and not say anything.
I found one which is going to be very beneficial to everybody. Basically, ages ago, you said that if Busted got back together, you would buy everybody in the country a bottle of wine. Did you or do you not say that?
I remember something about that, yeah.
Yes, you did. And now they're getting back together so we can all get our wine.
No. They might do, I've heard.
Yeah.
But aren't they doing a new TV show, like Searching for Charlie, whatever it's called, Matt and James?
Yeah.
Is that so what it's going to be called?
Reforming. Reforming. So we will get our wine from you. You didn't say
if they reformed
and one of the members wasn't in the original member and it had to be by a certain deadline. You just said if they ever get back together.
I said if it was before last Christmas that they got back together.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Then I would give everyone a bottle of wine in the UK. Also, I meant all the original members had to come back, not two of them and one chancer, Charlie, one replacement bloke.
You didn't say that.
I did say that.
That's one bottle for every man, woman and child, and the child can give it to their parents or me. How many people are there in the country at the moment? 62 million bottles of wine.
God.
Even if you bought really cheap ones, that's still like 2 years' salary for you.
Shut up. It's going to be a majestic job, isn't it, if it's 62 million?
See, 829's on the text bin on. That's a contract. I want my wine.
It's not a contract.
Ollie and Kent says I'll have Pinot.
I busted turning into the sugar babes.
Stephen Cardiff wants rosé. Apparently you can get 3 for £10 in some places. 824 wants red. 136 dry red.
I did say it was before Christmas last year, and I said I want all the original members. I want Matt, I want James, I want Charlie. I don't want some random.
Adam in Liverpool's threatening legal action unless he gets his.
I knew this would happen. Yay! It would be good though. No, James, in Edinburgh, you cannot exchange your wine for a bottle of Stella. It doesn't work like that.
Cider?
No.
Not even pear cider.
It's not even happening. Can we have the last minute of what I go to school for, just in case they get back together, even though Charlie's not the real one anymore? Does he have to be called Charlie? Or...
I love it that even though you've promised to pay for 62 million bottles of wine, you're still hoping that they do get back together.
I just want to hear the last minute of the song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ow! What's occurring?
Right, calm down about the wine. It's not happening. However, there are some solicitors on saying that maybe you're right, but there are also some people on my side, and we can dig out the necessary...
legal aid?
The recordings, if necessary. Saying that they, well, some people saying they remember that I did say 2 years ago before Christmas, so actually you haven't got a leg to stand on. I'll see you in court.
That's quite easy when you just chop that bit out in the edit.
That's also illegal. And here is Carol on today's What's Occurring. Hi, love.
Hello.
Let me guess, you are revising.
How did you guess?
Yeah, we always are.
Yeah.
When's the next exciting thing that's going to happen in your life, Carol?
After my exams are over.
And what are you going to do? Go wild, go crazy?
Probably. Be free.
When you go wild, go crazy, where do you do it?
In London with my friends.
Oh, do you?
I'm back here.
So how many weeks are you away from finishing up now?
Three.
Okay, good. It's not even nearby, is it really? Okay, let me take your mind off it for just 5 minutes with today's Arts
Code. Yes, please.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
First one. Carol, don't look, but can you remember what colour pants you're wearing today?
No.
Becky, don't look.
I think white.
Do I have to look now? Yes, please. I won't look. I'll look away. Like the gentleman I am.
Yes!
Good work. See, I know that mine are black. I won't show you, but they are. Elastic's gone a bit. I need to get rid.
Oh!
There's nothing more attractive on a man, I think.
Oh, when they go all holy and everything.
No, they're not holy yet, but they are the next to be off the pile. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyway, sometimes it's hard to remember what colour pants you put on that morning. We went onto Stupid Street and we asked 7 people the highbrow question, what colour pants are you wearing? How many of them remembered correctly, Carol? Can remember how what colour pants they're wearing. So,
oh, how many did you ask?
Seven.
Seven. Oh, four. Yeah.
Four. You're sticking to that, Becky?
Yeah.
Five.
Five people can remember what pants they're wearing today. Let's find out then, shall we?
Oh.
We went onto Stupid Street and asked them, "What colour pants are you wearing?"
Do you remember what colour underwear you put on this morning?
No, don't wear any.
What's that?
I've not got any on.
Nice.
Can you remember what colour underwear you put on this morning?
Light blue.
Do you feel like proving it?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay, you don't have to... Okay.
Yes.
And he proved it. Do you happen to remember what colour pants you put on this morning?
Leopard.
Do you remember what colour pants you put on this morning?
Pants. Yeah, black. I've only got black ones.
Do you remember what colour pants you put on this morning?
No. I don't actually remember, no. They're Primark ones, if that helps.
What colour underwear did you put on this morning?
Black.
You remembered straight away?
Yes.
Is there a way of proving it?
There is. Do you want me to? Right in the middle of Oxford Street. Black. Way.
Can you remember what colour underwear you put on this morning?
Well, I had ones with cherries on them.
And you remembered straight away?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you feel like proving it?
Yeah.
Da-da-da. Yay! I've seen the cherries, it's official.
I actually can't remember. Oh, that's making me want to check now. I think black.
Do you feel like proving it?
I'll try.
Okay. Da-da-da.
No, white.
Becky, five was the correct answer. Five people remembered. Surprising amount, actually. See, the drum roll makes even a slightly unexciting thing that, like that quite dramatic, doesn't it, Carol? Do you agree?
Absolutely.
There was a drum roll there every time, and I enjoyed it as they revealed what colour pants they were.
Before we move on as well, we forgot to ask, what colour are your pants, Carol? There's people on the text wanting to know.
They want to know?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, hang on. Do you want a drum roll?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Okay. Everything just feels better with a drum roll.
It feels amazing with a drum roll.
Okay, not yet. Today, Carol's pants are...
white with blue spots.
Yeah, what?
They are white with blue spots. I think it started too early.
Oh! What's the kitty?
Next one. Don't know if you heard this yesterday, Carol. I was talking about the world's fattest families on Channel 4, which is a show on the night before last. Do you see it?
I've missed the beginning bit.
They went to Tonga and they tried the traditional Tongan breakfast, Fanta bread, which we also tried yesterday. Quite nice. But not good for you, so eat in moderation if you are going to drench bread with orangeade. And the other delicacy in the show that they love in Tonga is the mutton flap. They absolutely love mutton flaps. So it's a simple question to both of you. On Channel 4's World's Fattest Families the other night.
What is it? Or can I not ask? I'm not going to ask. I don't want to ask. I don't want to know.
It's a very fatty meat. And they eat it. How many times did they say on this show mutton flaps, Becky? Seriously.
11.
Carol.
10.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here are some mutton flaps from the world's fattest families.
All right, and what do you need to buy here?
Mutton flaps, chicken.
Mutton flaps?
Yes. That's mutton flaps.
That's like 2 centimetres of pure white fat.
True.
I've heard about these mutton flaps.
Okay.
But it wasn't just mutton flaps. And tonight would be my turn to face those infamous mutton flaps. I wondered whether it was a sign to steer clear of the mutton flaps. So, Which one is the mutton flaps? Interesting. It's not really my cup of tea, I must admit.
Well, there are 8 mutton flaps in there. Carol gets the point this time because you said 10.
Yay!
Well done, it's 1-1.
Oh! What's a curry?
Now, yesterday we did the richer or poorer game where you guessed who was richer or poorer from the Sunday Times Rich List. Now, it is a similar game. This time it's hotter or notter. Do you love it, Carol?
I love it.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of some ladies from the FHM Sexiest Ladies List.
Shouldn't we have boys doing this?
Eh?
Well, saying whether they're hotter or notter.
No, I think it's a great excuse for girls to bitch about celebrities, which I always enjoy.
Oh!
So, you have to tell me if the next lovely lady is officially hotter or notter than the last one I mentioned, all right? So we'll start off with the first one on hotter or notter from the FHM Sexiest Ladies List. Play along. If you're listening in the car or at home. So your first person is Rihanna, okay? Rihanna's where we start. Beyonce is next. Hotter or notter than Rihanna? Is she or is she... Carol.
She is notter.
Carol says notter.
Oh, you've got to think like a man. I think hotter.
So Beyonce is hotter than Rihanna.
Yeah.
Matt. Oh. She is a notter.
Survey was taken after Rihanna's latest video then, I assume.
Yeah. Rihanna's 40. Beyonce is at 64.
Oh, quite a lot notter.
Yeah. Right, next. Una from the Saturdays. Hotter than Beyonce or not? Una, is she or really a... Becky.
Hotter.
Una's hotter than Rihanna.
Than Beyonce. I thought
oh,
we were
sorry,
going
from Beyonce,
Beyonce,
yeah. Okay, I'm good, I'm catching up. So, yeah, Una from Saturdays, hotter than Beyonce, you're saying. Mm-hmm. What about you, Carol?
Hotter.
Both right. Yeah, Una's 19. Hotter. Next lady, Scarlett Johansson. Is she hotter than Una off of Saturdays or not? Is Scarlett a... or a... It's getting boring.
Hotter.
Carol?
Notter.
Notter. Right, what's your problem with Scarlett Johansson, Carol?
I don't like her hair. Weird.
What else don't you like about her?
Cool, this is putting me on the spot.
Yeah. What makes her notter than...
I have a beautiful husband as well, it's not fair.
Mm, he is. A lot of girls don't like Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, good morning. Mm. So, you're saying Una off the Saturdays is not hotter. Carol, you would be... Right, she is not. Scarlett's...
No, I'm right.
You're right, sorry.
Because Scarlett's...
Am I messing this up?
No, who's hotter? Scarlett or Una? Give the numbers.
Scarlett's 23, Una's hotter.
Yeah, so Carol is right.
Carol's
I'm
right,
wrong.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Sorry, I stand corrected.
Thank you. Next one. Angelina Jolie. Is she hotter than Scarlett Johansson or really not? Feel free to add your comments on Angelina Jolie. What do you think of her?
I'm sure she's a very nice person.
But is she
hotter?
There's
lots of charity work.
Is she hotter than Scarlett Johansson?
No.
Carol?
She's not.
Why?
She's evil, isn't she?
She's what?
She's evil.
Why is she?
Didn't she break up Jen and Brad?
No.
Several women.
Well, you can't say that. That's just speculation.
Sorry, I speculate.
Okay, you've speculated. Whatever.
I speculate, but, oh, no one loves her anymore.
See, this is what I want. This
Am
is
I
what...
just digging myself a hole?
No, we Not took a while to warm up, but we're getting to the real girl bitching now, which I like.
It's fun. I do it with my flatmate all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
Love her or hate her game.
Notta, Angelina's at 70. Well done, both of you. Next, Chulisa off N-dubs. Hotter than Angelina Jolie. Or not. So, Chulisa, is she hotter or is she a... What do you think? Carol?
Hotter.
Hotter. Becky.
Definitely hotter.
Yes, Chulise is at 15. Next one, Keira Knightley. Ooh. Is Keira hotter than Chulise off N-dubs or not?
No.
Not. Carol.
No, I don't think so.
Not is right. Keira is 54. Shall I carry on?
Yeah.
Okay. Danny Minogue. Hotter than Keira Knightley or not?
That's an interesting one.
You're saying
even
no.
Even though she's David Garrido off the sports favourite, I'm still going to say not her.
What do you think? Danny, hotter than Keira? Carol?
No, not her.
Really?
Yeah. Face doesn't move.
What did you say?
Her face doesn't move.
Well, see? Girls are like this. It does move a bit more now.
On me.
Oh, God. Becky's just not joining in with the bitching either, is she?
Becky!
No, you're wrong. Answer is hotter. Danny's at 40.
Wow.
Yeah? She's
that
hot right now.
That surprises me.
Next, Jennifer Aniston. Hotter than Danny Minogue. Hotter or notter? What do you think? Jennifer Aniston. Carol.
Hotter.
I think she should be number one. I love Jennifer Aniston.
Yes.
See, she's doing her little thing because she's so excited.
No. Jennifer Aniston is not. Jen is 81.
Is Jen one of those ones who girls are like, oh my God, I saw another Jennifer Aniston. She is amazing. And boys are like, no, really not. I don't see it.
Danny is hot right now, obviously. Jen is 81, not years old. That's it on the survey. And finally, the Sugar Babes. All of them. Is that? That's not fair, is it? How is that fair?
Do you get three for...
Three for one. There's a bog off.
What?
No. Anyway, the
Any man's going to vote for that, aren't they? Stick them in the top 10.
The Sugar Babes, hotter than Jennifer Aniston or not? Carol?
Hotter.
Sugar Babes hotter than Jennifer Aniston?
Well, I don't think so, but I'm thinking like a boy.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. If you get three instead of one, you're bound to
be
a winner.
No! Sugar Babes are one below at 82. And that was hotter or notter. Quite enjoyed that. Bit of bitching from Carol, but apart from that, it went fine.
Ooh, it's fun.
It was good. And yeah, Carol's won again.
Aww.
Did you make the ooh noise with your actual mouth then? You went ooh. Carol.
Did I? Yeah. I didn't mean to. Ooh. Oh, I love a sound effect.
I love a sound effect. Did you know?
Anyway, I
know. You've won, so you're on tomorrow. Is that fine with you?
That's amazing.
Okay, good. Get back to some revision. I'm glad we could provide you with a break, and I'll speak tomorrow.
Bye.
I love you.
Oh, what's the curry?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Now, you know, we like movies, don't we?
Love them.
We're not known for our amazing movie reviews, but we know what we like.
We are after the one I left on for my hamburger phone the other day.
Yeah, that was amazing. What we do on this show is, you know, we're no James King, we're no Jonathan Ross.
Or Edith.
But what we do is we judge movies by one criteria normally, and that is this. Is it better or worse than Con Air? Which is obviously one of the greatest movies of all time in the world ever.
I don't even know that one.
Well, that's how I judge a film. Better or worse than Con Air.
What's that about?
Seriously, you need to see Con Air because it's amazing.
Is it on DVD?
Is it on DVD? Yes. Yes, it is. It's been out for a few years now.
Well, that's what I wondered. If you're saying it's good and it was in the 80s, maybe it's only on VHS.
It wasn't 80s. It was 90s. 90s, yeah.
Oh, that's all right then.
Now,
not Blu-ray.
It's not, no. No plans to release it on Blu-ray, I don't think. Now, we've had Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus.
A classic.
Starring Deborah Gibson off the 80s. Best bit being where the shark eats the Golden Gate Bridge. And the plane.
The plane is a good one.
Plot spoiler, sorry.
Oh.
If you haven't seen that film, you need it in your life. It's always on the Sci-Fi Channel, like every other night. Then there was Hot Tub Time Machine. Loads of people have been on saying they've seen that recently. That is actually good. Really good. But now I have a dilemma. I'm confused because there are two films that seem to be quite similar coming out at around about the same time. So this is the first one.
What's going on over there?
Whatever you do, do not go into the water.
The lake is off limits to everyone.
There's something in the water!
What happened? I can't see it. What happened on the trailer? What happened? What
God,
happened?
That's horrible. It's a piranha.
That's right. That.
Oh, that's really scary. I don't like that one.
That's Piranha 3D.
I don't even have the glasses on, and that's scary.
I'm excited about that.
Then they don't look like normal piranhas. They look like
they're 3D piranhas.
Yeah.
They're actual life piranhas. Whoa, coming out of the screen at you. I'm excited about that. So that's Piranha 3D. But then there's this one as well.
U.S. Ambassador Arnold Regis was assassinated this morning. Someone blew up their boat.
I figured it out. It wasn't an explosion. It wasn't terrorists. It was giant piranha.
That...
I don't like these ones at all.
Lifelike, aren't they?
That's a mega piranha.
That is
a massive piranha.
That film is called Mega Piranha. So you've got Piranha 3D and you've got Mega Piranha. Both sound good. But which one's going to be better? That's my dilemma.
I'm not going to watch either of them. They're well scary.
The one in 3D does sound impressive, but that's just normal. That's just normal-sized fish killing people.
Actually, do you know what? On further inspection of Mega Piranha, it's not particularly realistic.
Well, you went...
Yeah, that was the first time I saw it, but now I can see that it's completely computer animated.
Is it as good as the shark in Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus? Because that's the kind of bar we're raising up here.
Yeah, these piranhas are getting everywhere. Right. I don't want to give too much away. Oh, yeah, there is one eating a plane out of the sky.
Is there?
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
That's quite good for a piranha to get that high in the air.
It eats a plane?
Yeah.
They've stolen that off of Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. Anyway... The 3D one sounds good. I am thinking that the Mega Piranha, it might be slightly better at the moment. I'm just looking at the trailer for Mega Piranha. Seriously. That's brilliant. Now, these ones, the Mega Piranhas, are absolutely massive. And they seem to have been developed by Tiffany, who is a pop star from the 1980s.
What is it with these films? And
they've always got pop stars from the 80s on. So, yeah, let me know. I mean, are they out yet? Has anyone seen these? Maybe some of our American listeners, maybe they've been to the cinema. No, they wouldn't have been to the cinema to see it, will they? Maybe they've got a DVD out of one of these films and can let us know which one's best, 3D or Mega Piranha. I appreciate your interest.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Just one more thing that you need to be aware of.
Sure.